All right, KX93.5, we are Laguna's only FM. The morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. We did just do a contest to see if somebody could correctly name the artist that Michael was karaokeing. I think Susan might be the winner, unless somebody posted before you. So it's not an official announcement, but it was indeed the Kinks, and you may be the winner, Susan. So I'll figure that out in a moment. But right now, it's a busy morning. We are joined by some local legends. Watto and Sly Dog are in studio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You need very little introduction, but of course, Watto, the manager of Laguna Surf and Sport, and Sly Dog, the Laguna Beach-based artist. I don't know. Is that what you call yourself?
Yeah, that'll work for this interview.
Sure. For this interview, you change titles. So this past weekend was the Thalia Surf Competition, the kids competition.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, man. What went down?
What went down was... Laguna Surf and Sport presented our 12th annual Spring Fever Surfabout. And Sly Dog and I put together this contest year after year. And we have been fortunate enough to be rewarded with perfect weather, great waves, and just community comes out and just roars and goes off. So we were down there all day Saturday, and the waves were fantastic. We had classic time. Kids were just more energized this year than I think I've ever seen.
Cool.
There's a huge influx in the elementary and Thurston kids this year that are just fired up. So, you know, we have two events throughout the year, and Thalia Street has become a big event. Brook Street, obviously, is you know, going on 50 years, is our other big event.
Yeah, amazing.
So, yeah, we're proud to be part of it.
How long has the Thalia Street one been going on now?
That was our 12th year.
Okay, wow. That's great. So, yeah. It was supposed to be a bummer of a weekend, all gloomy and not a whole lot of surf, so... Right. It worked out well.
The surf gods smiled upon us one more time.
We get lucky.
So who won?
Well,
Watto won his own contest.
Did you really?
I won my division. I did the pro event, so I was paying those judges well this year, and it worked out really well.
I feel that you should not be eligible to win your own contest.
You know,
it's rigged.
It's rigged. Not. It took 12 years to get it done. I feel like I waited long enough.
Oh, so you didn't win any of the other years?
No. This was the
long
first time
coming.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, I suppose you deserve it.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had, it was a little bittersweet. Hans Hagen, who was our defending champion, wasn't in town. So bit of a little bit sad to not have him there.
So you really just, you wanted to beat Hans, but he wasn't around.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you got to take down the champ. But, you know, next year.
What about the kids? You know the names of the Thurston kids or the top of the world kids that won?
Yes, of course. Let's see. For the girls, it was Alyssa Cairns. She's an absolute legend and a mentor to many girls in town. So, of course, she defended her title, took that down. For elementary this year, it went to Julian Goldberg. Big smile on that kid's face
cool.
this year. So all the kids were hilarious how hyped up they were. And then defending his title this year in Thurston went to Dante Madrigal. I know Dagwood was just through the roof.
Yeah, that's his dad, Dagwood.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like one of our old-time buddies from the neighborhood. And to see his son just going nuts and the rest of those kids were just, like Watto said, there's a big pack these days of super surf groms here just fired up and frothing to any little competition that's going down. And Dante was defending his title from last year as well, too, so... he took it again this year, and the smiles were
huge.
Far and long.
And big prizes. Our prize bags are packed to the max, so these
That's
kids
awesome.
Just score. They get skateboards and beater boards and clothes and sunglasses. Hilarious.
The sponsors are really very generous.
Yes.
Do you want to name the sponsors while you're on the radio? Besides Laguna Surf and Sport?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Laguna Surf and Sport presents the event, but we have XS Energy Drinks, Turkey, The Shop, which is a new girls store in town, Volcom, big sponsor, Sector 9, Rourke, Sly Dog himself, GoPro, Billabong, Electric Sunglasses, Catch Surf, which does all the beater boards and all the kids just love them. And then Adolfo's Cantina, you know, allows us
nice.
To come down and do our awards ceremony. So big props to Adolfo's and Connie.
Very cool.
Because we take over.
Now, do you see a lot of yourselves in the kids that compete and win this thing, like when you were that age and doing this thing?
Oh, yeah. Big time. You know, it's, I know for myself, it's something that, well, and I'm sure Sly Dog, the same thing. It's, you know, when I was a kid, there was some sort of Athalia event. It might have been called something else, right, or had a different format, but it was just a big thing for us. I still have videos of myself and Johnny Rose competing when we were 12. And so I know what it feels like. And now you just flip it and you see all the little kids down there and you're just going, yes, that's why we do this, you know, to keep this alive for them.
Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, I also run the local surf school here in town through the recreation department. So a lot of these Groms have kind of been through my surf school, and to see them, you know, entering the contest and doing well, and is just pretty awesome and fun to see.
Well, the next thing on the horizon is the Brook Street competition, and it's one that could happen any weekend after the 1st of June, right? So,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that work? How do we know?
Well, I was just with Brandy Faber, who he's like the director, basically running the Brook Street, and he said that they opened it up to Fridays actually now this year, because we haven't been able to have it for a couple years.
Okay.
And because we always wait for the waves to get like perfect and big and good for the contest. And this being the 50th anniversary, they want to make sure that, you know, it's a memorable one. And so they haven't had the contest in the last couple years. And so they're really fired up to have it this year. So
awesome.
The waiting period starts, I think, tomorrow, the 29th. Brandy said, and we have, you know, all the way till, gosh, I think October to run the contest, but hopefully it'll happen soon.
Cool. So keep us in the loop when the waiting period ends, when it's announced, and we'll get it blown up on the air that day, especially if it's a Friday, and we'll get people in the know, make it happen, make it big.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Sly, will I see you tomorrow at this thing?
Yeah. Everyone come down to the super concert. It's going to be rocking. I did happened to do the poster artwork for the...
you did happen to do it. Look, I'll do this poster.
Sly Dog artwork. It's all around town. Tightrope Entertainment has done a great job getting the poster out there and around town.
It's going to be a huge show. I mean, this is one of the biggest shows of the year with the famousness of the people from the bands that are playing tomorrow at the Cliffs.
Yeah.
All-star, Grammy Award winners performing for you live in Laguna Beach. Bring it down. Don't be retarded. Get down there. Let's have some fun. Sly Dog will be DJing with his brother Steso and Staff Fights, who does a little DJing down here.
By the way, Dan
station.
Called me yesterday. He left me a voicemail. He goes, so I see my name on the poster. so I guess I should like come tomorrow. I was like, yeah Dan, probably, if your name's on the poster. all right, cool. We're very excited for it. Tickets are online at kx935.com. That's Watto and Sly Dog. Congrats on the Failure Straight win, and also putting on the contest every year. I've got a Worm in the Nightcrawlers tune to play, because I figured it'd be appropriate. A surf skate on KX 93.5.
Yeah, Wormy.